And I read there was this other article that said that sometimes those buboes were the size of an apple. So they were big body. So imagine on your groin and in your armpits.
And it's black.
And then they turn black and then they burst with all this horrible, horrible stuff.
Holy shit.
I know. So nasty. No wonder they were burning down houses. I mean, you still can't burn down houses.
You just laid bubon on me.
Could you get your fucking bubo off of me?
I can't. We're trying to eat.
I'm trying to eat and your bubo's over there pulsating.
Your bubo is blocking my apple. Nobody wants to admit they believe in ghosts.
There are just a lot of unanswered questions.
And most people would be like, eh. I like how people react when they hear about our podcast.
We were right.
There are things back here.
I don't want milk. It was a miracle. We must explain it.
Welcome to yet another episode of Wait, What? I'm Elaine.
And I'm Paula.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Elaine. Were you not done?
I was going to say self-proclaimed alien theorist.
Oh, you needed more space than just your name today.
I needed to self-proclaim stuff.
Self-proclaim. You just do it.
I'm Elaine, and I'm a self-proclaimed interrupter of conversations.
And I'm Paula.
And welcome. So how you been, Paula?
Pretty good.
Good, good. The weather is kind of nice right now. It's super...
Yeah, it's rainy-ish or misty.
Misty. It's misty-ish.
Yeah, we just ran out to get monsters because neither of us bought them and we needed them.
And tee-hee. So, and we're back to our original low-carb Monster Energy.
It's way better than the Fiesta one.
Yeah, God. That Fiesta one was good. It was just not for...
It was good. It was
fine.
Not
for an energy drink.
Mm-mm.
That was like, you know, like a... It has needed tequila and it needed to be like
definitely on salt a beach. On the rim. Yeah.
Yeah. Salt on the rim on the beach somewhere. And we're not, well, we are on the beach, but not like in that capacity.
Yeah. We're more like a beach town,
not like a tropical beach kind of situation. Cause it doesn't ever get that hot.
People are pretty covered up on this beach.
Right. I mean, it's warm sometimes.
Yeah, it's sometimes warm. We don't see a lot of thongs out here.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus, for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. Praise. I would hate to feel obligated to wear a thong.
Praise Jesus. We don't have a whole lot of banana hammocks up in this bitch. I do want to go on vacation, though.
Yeah, I know.
But I do follow the hashtag Mykonos in Greece.
Oh.
And I see pictures of Mykonos all the time. And then also Santorini, Greece. And I got really disillusioned the other day because on TikTok, somebody posted something like, this is what you see on like Instagram, but this is what it's really like. And there was a kajillion people taking pictures of the sunset.
Oh.
I was like... No, it gets so crowded because
you have to go in January.
Yeah. And I was like, no. So now I'm looking at you, Croatia. Don't you people go to Croatia. Not yet, anyways.
Mm.
Don't make it popular because it's very like Italian-y vibe.
Oh, it is?
Kind of. Yeah. My husband went there to install something. I mean, Italy is like right across the way. And he said it was...
I'm looking up Croatia to see where it's located.
He said it was gorgeous. The Mediterranean food, you know, all he ate was fish, olives, and cheese. I was so jealous when he
went.
Because Croatia sounds not... I thought it was like a cold place.
I didn't realize they were on the coast for some reason. I knew it was Croatia, Slovenia, and I thought there was a third one.
It seemed like a cold place. I don't know why. Maybe the name just lends itself to
all
that.
All of Eastern Europe just feels a little colder, but maybe not. I mean, obviously. Well, that's not really East... I guess it's Eastern Europe. It's right on the border.
Yeah. And I mean, Italy is like right there.
Yeah, it's right across the Adriatic Sea.
So it's like Italy, except not with the crowd. And it was super cheap because my husband installed, because he works in woodworking, he installed a sinking ship and it was a bar.
Oh, so like, my God.
So the ship is coming out and it's a bar, and it's a bar where the water is like to your ankle maybe or knee.
Oh, it's not so very...
It's not. It's
deep.
Like a... And then it goes into the pool.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you get out of the pool, you go to the bar, have a drink, and go right back into the pool.
Oh,
don't
nice.
Don't drink too much. Because that would be gross.
That would be gross. Oh, yuck. If people are throwing up in the pool.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I've never been to a pool bar where anybody threw up. I was always thinking that, though. Because where was I? Cabo. Uh-huh. And you would swim, and there was this little island, and yeah. you would sit in the bar stools, and the bar stools were in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was kind of cool because the water covered your chonk or covered my chonk. And so I was like, cool. I like this. It just shows my boobs. Okay. And I had a drink. You couldn't swim around with the drink. You had to stay there, drink your drink, and then go. But like,
you drink and swim.
You couldn't be like, because you might spill your piña colada or whatever.
Oh, but yeah. That would actually change the habitat, probably.
It would.
Tequila in the ocean.
Knowing me at the time, I'd just be like, let me get that. They're like, okay, Lane needs to get out.
I know. And then you'd get like the plague or something.
I know. That sixth grader needs to get out. She's been drinking too much. Get her out.
Just one more. I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
Oh, my God. Let me just get his number and then I'll go.
Oh, my God. All right. So shall we get started?
Let us start.
Let's jump.
You go first today.
I do?
Right?
Yes. No.
You don't? No, you definitely go first because every time Elaine posts our episodes, I listen to them within the next couple of days.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I talked about Saint Germain.
Uh-huh, and that followed mine on moles.
Moles.
Holy moly.
You guys haven't listened to that. It's pretty funny because basically for a good 40 minutes, we're looking at our
like
moles.
It
was interesting, though.
We should have put on the video.
What? I have one on my boob. Do you have one on your boob?
Yeah, I've got one on my butt.
Wow. Okay, so today I decided to tackle the 5G conspiracy.
Oh, yes, good, because I don't really know what that is, but you were mentioning that before.
Yes, so like, what is it? Is it legit? There's all kinds of theories. Ooh. I decided to touch on the one that seemed most probable.
Very timely topic.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. And so my sources are World of Alternative Media on YouTube. I kind of like them because they do like debunk some stuff.
Uh-huh.
On the 5G things, they did debunk different things. Like, you know, there's a theory that like 5G was the reason for coronavirus, which is a little off. But they went into like the frequency stuff, which is more legit for
me. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely am into the frequency.
Right. And then also UFOinsight.com by Marcus Louth. So there's been conspiracy rumors on internet forums, chat rooms for like actually for some time now, but it's gotten kind of like the height of it recently. About these distribution of 5G towers and the real reason for their installation, why they're pushing 5G. And there's just really a lot of mainstream scientific community are kind of alarmed by it.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you talk to like the telecom communications company and the World Health Organization, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the World Health Organization,
super legit.
Well, but don't they take it more seriously or not?
They're like,
they're paid off.
They're paid off. They're one of the most corrupt. I don't want to get into
really
that. The World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'll fucking say anything that the government tells them to because they're paid.
I didn't know. No, they are.
They're so paid. And there's lots of things that the World Health Organization, say things, but they're connected.
Oh, they're part of the Illuminati.
They could be. It just, where the money flows is where you should be like, take pause.
Oh, no, most definitely so. You know? I just thought they were formed by, I guess it was a total assumption.
But they're world leaders, sure, but they're also world leaders.
Say no more.
Right?
I'm going to review all of this because that's a fair statement.
Now, if you look it up, the first thing you're going to see when you look up 5G conspiracy is every article debunking it.
Okay.
And immediately I go, what's going on?
Yeah.
But there is a concern about this weapons grade frequency from this technology that could be devastating.
Well, weapons grade? God, what does that mean?
Just the strength
her mic attacked her.
I know. Oh, you conspiracy theorist! Okay. Get your tin hat off. So it's there's a raised risk with this increased frequency, and mm-hmm. I'll get more into that, of intense depression and possibly suicide.
Oh.
Dr. Joel Moskowitz from UC Berkeley says that the deployment of 5G or the fifth generation cellular technology constitutes a kind of a massive experiment on the health of all species. Before we get into what they think it is, let me go into what 5G is.
Okay.
So it's a faster network potential to transform the internet. Okay. So it's a software-defined network. It's 100 times better capacity. There's going to be dramatic improvements in speed. So just to give like a quick example, say you're downloading a two-hour movie. Mm-hmm. On 3G, it mm-hmm. would take 26 hours. On 4G, it would take 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
On 5G, 3.5 seconds. So it's fast.
It's worth whatever it does to us.
I know. 6 minutes. I can't wait that long. 3.5 seconds.
No, it does start to feel that way. When I press the microwave and it's like 6 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, I might as well go run my errands.
Oh my God. That's it's not funny that 6 minutes.
It's too long to wait for anything. Like
forever.
I mean, there's one area where you want things to last, and they rarely do.
Oh my God. They rarely do. But 6 minutes when it's time to eat, mother of you're right, because sometimes when I look at like my microwave dinners and it's like 4 minutes, then take it out, stir it, and then put it in for another minute
and
a half.
No way.
Bitch, I will just cook, apparently.
No way. It's like, let's just see what happens if I don't take it out halfway through.
Yeah.
And I think the onion rings will cook just fine on preheat. Like, don't, like, it takes 5 minutes to preheat the damn oven. Like, no.
Thank you.
They can just cook gradually until it gets up to the temperature. Right. No.
I'm just like, fucking, I have to stir? I'm always like, don't tell me what to do.
What are
we,
fucking cave people?
I know.
No, I'm not stirring it halfway through.
Meanwhile, let me go fucking churn my own ice cream, motherfuckers. God.
Motherfuckers.
Well, especially if you have a half hour lunch. I don't want to waste
6 minutes. Oh, I know.
6 minutes.
And that's the thing. We do have a half hour lunch. A shmur, shmur, shmur.
A shmur, shmur, shmur. And so what my thing is, and that's the problem too, is like we're expected to fucking wolf down lunch in a half an hour.
It's really not healthy.
It's not.
You don't have time for your body to digest and go to the bathroom before your next assignment.
Assignment. Meanwhile, everybody in Europe, hey, let's close everything down for 2 hours. What the fuck?
Oh, I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And so, yeah. So anyways.
Yeah.
So
had some baggage there.
Goddamn. And I always go like, well, it wasn't in the freezer. It was in the fridge. So it doesn't need to go that long.
Oh, that's right. Because right. We have very limited freezer capacity too. So,
it's already thawed.
Our lunches thaw for the first 4 hours of the day.
So, okay. Blah, blah, blah. 4G response. 4G responds to command in just under 50 milliseconds. 5G, it takes 1 millisecond, which is 400 times faster than a blink of an eye.
That's almost incomprehensible.
It really is safer, and this is all really to self-driving cars is what they want to push out.
Yeah,
because you know they need to have that time to like brake and whatever. You know, medical devices that they're going to do, agriculture machinery, robots.
God, but for self-driving cars, it would really need to be sensitive that a thing that was passing by was moving and no stop required.
Right, right. So
I just feel like slamming on the brakes.
I know. I don't know
second.
If I could trust it right away.
Yeah.
So, and there's a difference too. And they were talking about how it works in these like splices, and I can't even explain it. But basically, 5G knows if you're a gamer, you're going to need more. If you're just checking your social media, you're not going to need as much. It almost personalizes itself.
Oh, God. But what if I'm in the midst of change in who I am on the computer?
Well, if you go from social media to being a
gamer. Oh, it detects that. Yeah,
yes.
It doesn't stop me from playing games.
It just goes,
sorry.
No, you've already committed to checking Facebook. Fuck you and your games.
Okay, thank you. I just got scared.
You're like, wait a minute. It's the robot overlords are telling me
that I have to stay on social media.
I can't play Animal Crossing.
You know I don't play Animal Crossing.
I know you don't.
Everybody
does. They
make me milk cows. I'm not doing
Animal
it.
Animal Crossing?
Isn't it that one?
No, this is totally different.
Okay, Animal Crossing. It's an animal one, though, that my sister, Yvonne, I know you're listening.
Is it farm? The animal farm thing?
Maybe it's animal. No, it's not animal. Yeah, maybe it's something. Yeah, it's some kind of farm thing.
Okay, you don't have to milk cows in Animal Crossing. This is like building your own house and your own island and having villagers and choosing who your villagers are.
Do you fight each other?
No. But it's
then what's the point?
It's kind of mean because it's like you can get like certain villagers are high in demand because they're super cute or whatever.
Oh, no.
And so like... And so I was watching my girls play, and then my daughter told my other daughter, was like, don't talk to her. We're trying to kick her out.
Like, whoa. What's happening between my little tiny children?
And I'm like, why? Why are you kicking her out? I'm like, oh, because we want this other villager. I'm like, that's so fucked up.
Don't talk to her because then she'll feel so diminished.
She's like, I don't like this game. Okay. I haven't even gotten halfway through.
The 5G is upsetting.
It is. So the hurdle is the cost of setting the 5G up. It needs frequency with bigger bandwidth, so they got to build more 5G towers. China's all up on it. Mm-hmm. And so now the U.S. feels like they need to compete. And so there's this gradual rollout, supposedly, and it could take up to 2025 for at least half of the U.S. to be on 5G.
Oh.
Now, there's also been certain regions that have already been tested, and this is where the concern comes.
Okay, what regions?
So in the U.K., regions of Cornwall and Cumbria were selected as testing grounds for 5G technology. Uh-huh. And the University of Bristol currently went into the news because of their cluster suicide.
Oh, man.
Yeah. In 2016 and then in 2018... 10 students from the Bristol University took their own lives, and some people blamed that the 5G network was set up. Mm. Bristol U was like, no, these students were already suffering from mental health problems. But when people looked into it, the range of people who did commit suicide were pretty diverse. So, for example, one student had only been there for 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Took his own life. Others had been there for years. So it was just weird to see that some people, like 10 students, now had their desperate needs to take their own lives. And it was around the same location in the same window of time in just like 18 months. Three of the suicides happened in 3 weeks. Within 3 weeks. So now they're like, well, is this because of repeated exposure to technology? I mean, we can say, oh, maybe, I mean, really, because issues of mental health and suicide have been on, you know, on the rise.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, I wonder what their normal statistics are for.
Well, it was enough for them to take pause.
So it had to have been higher than.
Than usual.
The usual, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and just in general, self-harm and suicide have increased year to year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people are saying, well, maybe we should question why this frame of mind is becoming more widespread. Like, is this an isolated incident? Is the 5G to blame? And, you know, as far as it being an isolated incident, it's not. Mm. In the U.S., where 5G networks are already in use, sudden spikes in depression, anxiety, and even suicides have been recorded.
Oh.
A whole list of other complaints, such as cancer, has been linked to it.
When did it go up in the U.S.?
So, I think they started a few years ago.
I mean, if it started the same time that Trump took office, like there are a lot of variables.
Yeah. Well, in 2016, in 2018 for Bristol University, but they don't know, but they're more concerned about how it's clustering.
Yeah.
In these different places.
Where is it in the U.S.?
So I'll get to that.
Okay.
So let's just go into like why 5G is different and why it could mess with our kind of, you know, our balance. So it uses millimeter waves, MMWs. Mm. It's a much smaller than traditional microwaves. The MMWs don't travel as far as microwaves, though. So there needs to be an abundance of new mass in each town and village. They think that they would need to require one mast for every 20 homes. One mast?
A cell phone tower. Like a tower. Yeah.
So one every 20 homes. For closer connectivity. What's concerning is MMWs are much weaker than microwaves, so the skin can, as Dr. Moskowitz says, absorb it into the body.
Oh.
And with the capillaries and our nerve endings, and that the effects of that could be transmitted through molecular mechanisms by the skin through the nervous system, and the effects that it can do to the body is unknown to the general public. Although scientists like Moskowitz and over 200 doctors are calling to the end of the 5G rollout until further independent studies can go ahead. Mm-hmm. So Moskowitz says, you know, human body, we're electromagnetic field. You know, the brain communicates with the rest of the body and cells electrically. It processes thoughts, information. You know, we're electromagnetic organisms. And when it's balanced, obviously there's harmony. When there's imbalance, there's disharmony. And he goes, and this is where we get disease. Mm-hmm. And which eventually they said if it was electromagnetic, it manifests into physical and psychological. So only a few independent testings outside of the communication industry. Mm-hmm. And they all say we need to stop because we need to find out what it does first.
I mean, that's forever. That's the issue with developing technology. Mm-hmm. Well, not just technology, but, you know, the people developing it get, you know, the whole mad scientist thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy. It's a rush. It's its own high.
Yeah.
To achieve something completely new.
And there's a lot of money to stand for it. I mean.
Because, a lot of people ready to pay for it.
Yeah. Like, you can have the phones that are so fast. You have to have it. But now it's going to cost more. The self-driving cars. All the robots that they want to put in. Mm-hmm. Alexa and the Ring. And everything that they want to make your house super connected.
But if the goal is to get it approved as quickly as possible rather than really understanding the potential downfalls along with its potential for good.
I think, definitely. Because I mean, I love technology. You know that.
No, it'd be great if it worked really fast. But I would rather it not take over my brain.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, why can't we slow it down? But for them, it's like, you know what? I think their stance is, let's put it out there. And if shit happens, well, then, you know, well, shit happens.
If we lose a generation of humans, it'll be
fine.
It's
too many people anyway. So they were actually on Capitol Hill Senate committee. The telecommunications industry admitted, Mr. Mm-hmm. Gillen was his name, mm-hmm. on Capitol Hill, that they did no testing. So a senator asked a member of the telecommunications industry last year, how much testing has been done? How much money have you spent on testing? And what did you find out on the effects of the human health?
I mean, how would they even test it? I mean, on rats, I guess, just like everything else.
Well, rabbits. I guess, but they haven't done anything, so no worries.
Yeah.
They said zero. Mr. Gillen, when questioned about independent research and how much money they spent on it, said they rely on the findings of the FDA, which had done no testings on 5G. This is all testings they'd done on other things.
Yeah.
But no industry-backed studies, no active studies being backed by industry today. And the reason is because if they did tests, they probably wouldn't allow 5G. But they're saying that, you know, they're putting these masts up slowly but surely. They even during the COVID thing, they considered it essential. Also, Elon Musk he self-driving cars. He's all about it.
He's a completely untrustworthy asshole.
Right. He has permission from the Federal Communications Commission to put satellites at low altitudes beaming 5G that will connect to the ground antennas, creating a smart grid surrounding the world.
Well, so much for it not traveling more than 20 feet or whatever they're saying.
The satellites supposedly will be able to, I mean, not 20 feet, but I mean, I think they're saying it goes up and then the satellites will connect. I don't know for sure.
But how does it reach the satellite if it doesn't travel more than...
But if you have enough ground antennas... The satellite supposedly can reach it. I don't know the technicalities of it.
Well, that just makes it all kind of go to hell, what they said about not traveling very far.
But they want to create a smart grid. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of almost like Skynet.
Well, then there's no way to get away from it for people who opt out to move to the boonies. Like, it's just going to be everywhere.
But if you're into boonies and there's not a lot of the masts,
but what about
it's not going to affect you as much.
So the sky grid
only connects to the antennas in the ground. So
it's not a grid around the globe. No, it's just like a straight up and down.
Yeah. So that's why he has permission to put all these satellites everywhere and they're low altitude. So
And how does it improve?
So you don't need, like right now, you need a modem. Mm-hmm. You won't need a modem.
Oh, it takes the place of the modem.
It takes place of everything. So they're saying it's not, your house is, the whole house is connected. God. So basically, if you have like an alarm system, you have Alexa, a Roomba, a Ring, self-driving car, everything's connected. So that's what they want. And so if you are living in the boondocks, you could, because they don't have the ground antenna. It's strictly focusing on the ground antennas. Mm-hmm. The telecommunications industry said in 2030, they want 5G to be like pretty much dominant. You know, they want everybody to use it. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully they're thinking maybe you won't see that the sickness is connected. But these cluster suicides, like I've been talking about in Norway, people in Norway are like, we don't like it. So people have actually moved away from this kind of electrical grid. Mm-hmm. And the government's like, that's fine. Because a lot of people started reporting feeling nausea, getting headaches and puking.
Were they putting it in the city there? And
it was literally on top of their roof. Like three of them.
They were putting it on every house?
They were putting it every three houses.
Oh.
And so the magnetic pollution that comes out of the running currents, they were just like, we don't want to do this. And they were like, that's fine. You can move.
God, does it affect medical technology? Like people who have pacemakers and all that?
I don't know. I mean, they have done no tests, which is why this is such
God,
a...
it just scares me for people.
Yeah.
We should test it.
We should test it. But this is why it's so... like, even though people are like, oh, no, that's crazy. There's no way. People are just being pressured nowadays, and that's why there's suicide. But it's just really, even if it's just a little bit of it, shouldn't we look into it?
That well, kind critical of thing. Thinking continues to be
to be the challenge.
Like, oh, don't be a naysayer. It's like, no, that's critical thinking.
And so if they don't want to check it, why?
Yeah, because it slows it down. I mean, the simplest, it slows it down, and then everything that's affected by slowing it down.
Yes.
Which is money and more technology.
Right. Because if you look up the whole 5G conspiracy, like the entire page is debunking it.
Oh, wow.
Debunk, 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 which is fine.
Well, they just have good SEO.
They have good SEO. One of the articles that I pulled was... telecoms.com, which I'm like, well, yeah, you're going to defend it.
It seems like you might be biased.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You're a little biased. So the cluster suicides, just to get more into that. So even they're thinking even like 4G kind of maybe was also affected. And that's why the increase, it's like a slow thing. So anyways, at the University of York, five students would commit suicide in a period of only 6 months. In 2016 in Australia, there were several such clusters. Between 2010 and 2012, in a remote part of Queensland, 21 people would take their own lives.
Wow.
During the same two-year period, in another remote location in the northwest of the country, another 15 would commit suicide. More recently in Canada, between late 2017, early 2018, three students from the University of Waterloo would take their own lives. Another four students from the University of Guelph would do likewise during 2017, and between 2010, 2011, six students from Queen's University in Canada would also commit suicides. United States has also seen several suicides to its name. For example, so far 2018, six teenagers from a high school in Ohio have died. Equally as strange and kind of sad were two suicides in a 24-hour period. In 2017 at Langley High School in Virginia, in the same county, this time at W.T. Woodson High School, seven students would commit suicide between 2014 and 2017. And who knows if it's part of the whole, you know, technology, but it could be. I mean, who knows?
I mean, there's a lot of
factors.
Yeah, there are a lot of factors to consider. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know the demographics of the students.
Yeah. One of the most famous well-known suicide locations and clusters occurred in Wales. In another otherwise quiet Welsh town, between 2007 and 2009, 25 people would take their own lives. And the age group of the affected were between 15 and 28. Furthermore, many of them would take their own lives in the same place, in the desolate woodlands around the area. In fact, one of the people who voiced concerns over the suicides was Barry Trower. He was a former employee with the Ministry of Defense, and he would suggest the problem is more widespread than we think. He believes low microwave technology is responsible or partly responsible. Mm-hmm. He would state in response to the surge of suicide in Bridge End that the increase in suicides matches the speed of low-level microwaves. And he's saying that it happens, it's a slow roll. That way you can't generally pinpoint it to that. Mm-hmm. And he said that, let's see here. Palo Alto, California, 2009.
Same thing. Have it in California.
Santa Clara County, 20 young children and adults commit suicide, given the connection. I mean, it's Silicon Valley. So they're kind of saying.
So they have them in Silicon Valley.
They have them up already. Mm. The 5G in Belgium, Brussels in Belgium. Maybe you want to move there. They officially halted all rollouts of 5G and concerns that it was not compatible with radiation safety standard. Addressing the media and the minister of the government of Brussels capital region, Celine Fremont, would state, "I cannot welcome such technology if the radiation standards, which must protect the citizen, are not respected, 5G or not. The people of Brussels are not guinea pigs whose health I can sell at a profit. We cannot leave anything to doubt." So, yeah. So, there's definitely a stir about it. I mean, who knows how much of this is true, but it's always, you know, good to look at, especially if it's like, I mean, you know, just, I mean, you
well,
know
yeah, me. It's always good to question, but I wonder, so do we know all the places where it is in the U.S.?
No, because they won't let it out, but you will, they know some schools, people have been taking pictures that some schools have gotten the 5G and it's just all.
But don't we notice the masts?
No, they're super small. So not super small, but they're not like, you know how 4G is on a tree or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like from what I've seen of pictures of the 5G masts, they're like about maybe to your ceiling.
But I mean, we don't know when they're installing them. They go typically on roofs.
Some of them went on roofs. Another one is actually like kind of like halfway up a pole. And some of them are just like 4G where they put it in the tree or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially the same thing, but they really kind of don't have to tell us that they're rolling it out.
Huh.
I mean, if you think about it, why would they? You could just, now you could go, like, for example, I went on T-Mobile to upgrade my phone and there's mm-hmm. already 5G phones available. That you could get phones that have 5G on them.
Well, then that means 5G's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, so they're up. But they don't have to tell us. So, you know, they're just there, and that's just something to be aware of.
Well, there should
be
testing on all of it. There should have been testing on microwaves.
I mean, it was killing birds.
I mean, yeah.
I remember that came out, and they were like, a bird would get close to it and just fucking die. And they're like, oh, you could cook shit with it.
They'd be like, hey, if you have a pacemaker, don't eat in this restaurant. And they're like, oh, that seems like a worry.
Really yeah. I mean, don't forget, 1940s, you know, the government did testing on certain kinds of radiation on people.
Uh-huh.
And they were using certain frequencies, and they were doing it in small towns in the United States.
Yeah,
just to figure us out. And they were throwing up. They were depressed. It was messing with their brains. TSA machines have a big, you know, concern that it's actually causing cancer in some of the TSA workers, just because they're not even in it. They're just around it.
Yeah.
You know, so like you can't say, well, you know, the government did no testing. It should be fine or whatever. They would never do that to us.
It's a good question to ask.
Clearly, you know, government it's been known time and time again that they cannot be trusted.
So once we go insane,
yeah.
Well, I guess we'll be suicidal, so that puts an end to that. But then that really lowers their customer base. So if nothing else.
And also I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, maybe we should start lining like hats with tin and we could sell it in our merch.
Wouldn't it be great if the COVID masks keep out the 5G?
Right.
It's just cotton. Cotton is all that's needed.
So there's other rumors too. Like I think one of the more ridiculous ones is the 5G is cause of COVID, which whatever. 5G has been known to kill birds and plant life, but so has microwaves, you know. Or 5G acts as an accelerator for it. The lockdown is a government cover-up so they could put up the 5G masts in mass without the general public being aware, or even they, you know, that way there's not of a big deal because we're focused on something else. So that's another one of those. They said that a virus can communicate through radio waves. But I love this one for telecoms.com because they were debunking everything. Uh-huh. And they're like, why do conspiracy theories spread? It's one is the feeling of powerlessness. Two is coping with a threat. Three is explaining unlikely events. And four is disputing mainstream politics. Might have to agree with number four. But like, it's been shown time and time again that the government will fuck with us and not tell us. Hello, Aaron Brockovich. I mean, as long as they have money to cover their ass up.
Well, that's PG&E.
Right. But still, PG&E is a pretty big entity.
The government is these corporations that get protection as.
But the government is a bigger entity. You know, I mean, they have all kinds of money. Like, they don't give a fuck. And so, yeah, they've been known to do shit. So I think maybe we shouldn't be like, no, they would never. They would.
Definitely corrupt agencies within the government. And that's why people shouldn't allow lobbyists or campaign funding.
Definitely
from
not.
Other than individuals and but, capped I mean, and all of that.
Find a politician that doesn't work with a lobbyist.
Well, there are politicians who don't work with lobbyists.
But they don't ever make it to presidents in high authority.
Well, there's some in Congress and the Senate right Congress now, though.
Sure.
They have some influence. Oh, sure. I do believe there are good people trying to make a difference. But yes, I also agree there are a lot of corrupt people also trying to make a difference, but just to themselves and their cronies.
But I just feel like sometimes when fear is the general factor, you tend to get a lot of. And not only that, but if you have the money, you can inundate the media with saying, oh, these people talking about this shit is. They're crazy. They're crackpots. And
oh, you know, definitely. Yeah. Dismiss the person. Attack the person. You don't have to discuss the issue.
Right. But that's it. That's 5G. I'm just saying, guys, look it up. Form your own opinion. And just, you know, I mean, anything that's flying around in the air, whether it be gas or
anything,
whether it be your farts, whether it be COVID-19, there's just shit flying around in the air right now that we need to just cover up. I think we should just sell hazmat suits on our merch. That's what we should do.
Yeah, I know. With our logo.
With a tin lining to our suits.
The World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations.
Okay. But there's a lot of money going on.
Okay, where's the money coming from that makes you suspect? Because I want to look into that.
Well, because all of them are being paid off. I mean, not all of them, but the majority of them, when they make their decisions, it seems to be backing up the people like this, not testing the 5G at all and just saying, no, it's cool. They're saying that the microwaves are totally different and that it shouldn't affect anybody, but they haven't done a test.
I mean, I would be interested in hearing that point of view too, but without testing, it's just not going to carry
any weight. And that's why I'm not saying they're all corrupt and everything, but it's just that, you know, there's just a lot of money going into 5G. And I think when you just kind of push it along and saying it's not anything, that's suspect to me. Why not do a test?
Oh, no, definitely. Anything should be tested. No, I think it's a good question to raise. And I'm wondering about it now, too.
Yeah. So what's your topic?
So mine is much lighter.
Yes.
It's about pandemics.
Thank God.
So let me just counterbalance your heavy, heavy 5G questioning, critical thinking.
Let's lighten it up with a little pandemic talk.
Also a timely issue, but that goes back in history, of course.
So what is it?
Okay, so I'm going to go into a little bit depth on the Black Plague.
Okay. Whee! Oh, remember the Black Plague? Times were so simple back then.
And had nothing to do with skin color, just to be clear, because the world we live in today.
Oh, like what?
Because people get all stupid.
And offended? No,
the offended people who are stupid, but the offensive people who are stupid.
Oh, no.
It has to do with fleas from these black rats.
Oh.
But there was this article. Oh, wait, let me scroll up. See, from history.com, this guy Dave Roos wrote about how five of history's worst pandemics ended. So I'm just touching lightly on a few of the really big pandemics, and then we're going to go in a little bit on the Black Plague.
Yay! Let me put on my hazmat suit.
I did pull up a site to end it with, and the site was, it's called upjoke.com, and the subject is plague jokes. So I just thought, I don't want to leave anyone feeling really, really heavy.
Too soon. No.
Is it too soon?
Is it the Black Plague? Too soon.
Like, which was in the 1300s.
Too soon.
Mid 1300s. So I think we're finally ready. But COVID might have, you know, ready. Made it.
You guys, we are finally ready for Black Plague jokes. Thank God. I've been waiting for this moment.
It's just been practically a
moment. We almost have to laugh to keep from crying lately.
Well, that's kind, that really is part of it. I mean, that's really life. I mean, we try to find a way to see the humor so we can cope.
I think that's like our whole podcast.
Yeah.
It is, right? Because like, it's like there's tragic and alarming things that we talk about and shit that's scary, but like we'll make jokes about the devil.
Oh my God, yeah.
We'll just call out the World Health Organization like a bunch of crazy.
There's no one too big
nutbags
to question.
That's right.
Okay, so some of those big pandemics.
Okay.
Before the COVID. There's one called the Plague of Justinian. That ended with no one left to die. So that's fun.
Should we play good, like, fun music?
If you could put some music in the background.
Sunshine,
lollipops, and Justinian plague. Yeah.
Okay. That would actually be really good.
If you could make that happen.
I could.
Wise and wonderful.
I could. Easy peasy.
She can do fucking anything.
Thank
I'm
going
to say right now.
Thank you.
We don't
too.
Have to agree on everything politically to agree on everything humorly.
I don't care. I will drop my views for a good joke.
Oh my God. I as well.
Right.
I as well. Okay. Three of the deadliest pandemics in recorded history were caused by a single bacterium, which is Yersinia pestis, a fatal infection otherwise known as the plague.
Mm.
The plague of Justinian arrived in Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire in 541 CE. And people are using CE and BCE instead of AD and BC. Like we know, but I mean, some people don't realize that. And
so
I know
before it was before Christ, and now it's before
it's
civilized.
It's common era and before
common
era.
Before common era. And
yeah, and
after
some in the it was in Latin, but based on the Christian perspective, and so some Christians don't like leaving that perspective as the dominant perspective. But it's not personal, Christians. It's really just inclusive. You're
right.
Included, but everyone's included.
Right.
And so, you can call it BC, AD, whatever you want.
I mean, you should listen to Louis C.K. You guys won. Like, how do you know a religion
won? Stop getting so
you
upset.
Won.
Christmas break, not winter break. It's like, oh my God, celebrate Christmas during the winter break.
Seriously.
We don't care.
We don't care.
But people can also not celebrate. They can celebrate something else.
I can fucking say happy holidays, God damn it. I'm not talking about just Christmas. I'm talking about New Year's and Thanksgiving that all come.
I mean, all the holidays. And they're also non... Oh God, they're just so ridiculous. If someone says Merry Christmas to me, I say Merry Christmas
me
back.
Me too.
Whatever they say, I extend that same loving greeting back
Correct.
To them. It doesn't matter my personal beliefs. I'm accepting their kindness and I'm returning
exactly.
It. So just settle the bog down.
And if I say Merry Christmas and you're not religious, also don't come at me. I just said Merry Christmas. That doesn't mean
I mean,
religious
either. I mean, you could
either.
Say thank you.
Right? What?
We go too far. We've really entered some uncomfortable territory today in our discussions,
I know,
I escalated it.
Stop trying to be a decent human
being.
Stop it. I can't even take it
anymore. It's offensive.
You're pointing out all my flaws
by
being a polite, open-minded human being.
What I'm hearing is, I don't matter. It's like, okay, I'm saying every fucking person matters. Damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Jeez, we have a lot.
Whoever your God is, damn it.
We
that
have
God.
A lot we're working over. Huh?
We're working a lot. Talking about duffel bags. And I'm not even mentioning my mom today. She's not even on the table.
I
know.
I just kind of like busted out tin hats and shit. And I'm just
right? You're like, we need to sell tin hats and merch. Yeah. And I'm like, yes.
Always be monetizing. We're like, agree to disagree, but tin hats, right?
But you know, but we're businesswomen. Right. Yes, we are.
But tin fucking hats.
Tin fucking hats.
With like our logo
on. But with our logo.
We literally said that in the seat.
No, and that's why this works. We don't have to see the world exactly the same way.
But fucking logo on everything.
I fucking respect you.
I respect you back. Logo on everything.
So world, look at this. This is how it can work. Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Family Ties showed you a long time ago, people.
It sure did.
It sure did. God bless you, Michael J. Fox. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's where I draw the line.
I know. And I wish you'd drawn it sooner before I did it.
Okay,
I imitated
well, we're going
him.
Back to the plague.
Okay, so back to the plague. So 541 CE was carried over the Mediterranean Sea from Egypt, a recently conquered land paying tribute to Emperor Justinian in grain. The plague-ridden fleas hitched a ride on the black rats that snacked on the grain. So these rats that were sneaking onto the ships, eating the grain, uh-huh. and their fleas are all over the grain. It's awful. And then, so yeah, these fleas had their primary host, the rats, but they jumped to humans and spread the disease that way. Mm-hmm. It was also spread from human to human, though, through the air.
Oh.
That plague decimated Constantinople and spread like wildfire across Europe, Asia, North Africa, and Arabia, killing an estimated 30 to 50 million people.
So it was the fleas, the actual fleas on these rats?
Yeah, the fleas. The fleas on the rats. So the rats weren't causing the plague, except that they played a crucial role.
Right, because they went into the grain.
Yeah, they go into the grain, and the fleas are hopping all over the place, and then the fleas hopping to humans. So humans were spreading it too then.
Right.
But 30 to 50 million people died, which was up to half of the world's population of the time. God. Just to get a full view.
Jesus, that's a lot of people.
It's just
dying.
So much death. This little article says people had no real understanding of how to fight it other than trying to avoid sick people.
Oh.
This was Tom Machaitis, a history professor at DePaul University. As to how the plague ended, the best guess is that the majority of people in a pandemic somehow survive and that those survive have immunity.
Oh,
but I mean, maybe half the people survived.
Yeah.
And that half had immunity.
Immunity.
The Great Plague of London, this is a different one, sealing up the sick. London never really caught a break after the Black Death. The plague resurfaced roughly every 20 years from 1348 to 1665. So this is like every country kind of has their own story of the same plague mm-hmm. that was met, you know, but their history, you know, revolves around themselves.
Right.
But so every 20-ish years, it would break out again in London.
Oh.
40 outbreaks in 300 years.
What? I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a certain
I know.
Era or
well,
whatever.
Because it was going everywhere during the 1300s.
And that was
1347, 1348.
Very popular not to take baths because the water was kind of gross too, right?
Well, and they think, well, and the water, I mean, God, there's so many tracing it back. There was one guy, well, I'll get to that in the story, but he traced some of the contagion to this one really popular pump. I think that was in London. And when they took the handle off the pump and cases went way down.
Really?
So cleaning public water, maintaining, protecting
Jesus.
Clean water. Like there's things in the cities people were taking for granted, as we still do kind of, mm-hmm. but in those days there just wasn't proper sewage.
Yeah.
You know, we still struggle with that to a point, but nothing like that.
Oh, gosh, no.
And third world countries today are in exactly the same boat.
Yeah.
And we don't always treat that like a priority.
Right, right.
You know, the nations with the technology to fix it.
To fix, yeah.
Don't treat it as important because it's not in our front yard.
Exactly. And it's someplace far away.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah,
kind of an attitude.
Yeah, totally.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, those certain countries where they have to walk miles for just water.
Well, I mean, that's sometimes like, I think fast technology. I love it. Yeah. I mean, I like technology too. I'm on my phone a lot. I'm on my computer a lot.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, how do you in good conscience say, let's make it faster when there are people dying of the contagions in their water supply? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how you don't prioritize.
I think some people just get so, they get so far from, it's almost like that, I call it the Oprah syndrome, where you think you're still down with the people, but you're fucking not.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that's a really good point. Right. Because you still feel for them. You still are a kind-hearted person.
And you, like, remember a long time ago when you were that person.
But memories aren't clear.
But it's been so long. You've been rich for so long that you think a $5,000 refrigerator is within people's means.
I know.
It's the Gwyneth Paltrow effect.
It really is the same psychology. Like, they don't, the disconnect can be off-putting.
It is.
Because they're really, God, yeah, there are people who truly suffer.
Right, you don't even know. And we probably don't even know how.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Third world countries suffer, but we're closer to it because we do have some suffering.
Yeah, there's some struggle.
Yeah.
But it's not any of that struggle. Exactly. When I turn on my water faucet, I feel confident the water is clean.
Right. You don't question it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we don't even see. But at least we can be aware that there is a struggle. But I think when you're so high up, when you've so...
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like that when they call it like white privilege.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's like a wealth privilege.
It's never been in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this one time, I'm just going to say friend.
Yeah.
There was a friend of a friend where when she was, after she got married, she was given a house by her grandparents. Uh-huh. So she didn't have mortgage.
Oh, my God.
How much money would you save if you didn't have a fucking monthly rent?
Yes.
Imagine, right?
Yes.
So, of course, they were well off. Then they sold the house and they got equity from that and got a bigger house. But then this girl had the nerve, right? The nerve to tell my friend who was struggling to get a mortgage, who was struggling to pay monthly, that, well, you know, we just saved our money.
Oh, no. I run into that over and over again. You just really need to manage your money well.
You need to save your money. Like... easy to say, no mortgage, no rent.
Well, yeah, if you buy one used car
right
during that time period, those are big payments. And then insurance, which is another fucking scam.
Exactly.
Is
you.
Huge.
Huge. And then you have a mortgage. They probably didn't even have.
Yeah, do you even do that?
And they probably had enough money from not having a mortgage to pay off their car within months.
During a plague on the level of the Black Plague, it would clear out the housing market so much that prices would drop. And I'm not saying I want that particular silver lining.
But it's not all bad.
Sometimes there's a silver lining. I don't want anyone to die from COVID. If they do.
Oh, my God. We're going to get so many letters.
No, Yay, letters.
Any letter will do, people.
I don't care if it's full of hate. Please write to me.
We thrive on it, clearly.
So the outbreaks in London. And with each new plague epidemic, 20% of the men and women and children living in the British capital were killed.
Damn. 20%?
20%. So
20... How do you avoid fleas? Especially with the fancy ass wigs that they were.
Oh my God.
Like, that's just
that's what the other thing they were saying. Like, the wealthy, the poor, there was no.
Nobody was immune to it.
Even though you'd think the poor were probably more harmed than the wealthy just because.
They were in the slums.
They were in dirtier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conditions
sometimes.
And I think
if
the rich really wanted to take a bath, a clean bath, they could.
They had people to keep them clean, but maybe the people keeping them clean.
Weren't clean.
Oh, my God. By the early 1500s, England imposed the first laws to separate and isolate the sick. So that was the thing, too. Like, we didn't have a full awareness of how to avoid illness.
Mm-hmm.
Homes stricken by plague were marked with a bale of hay strung to a pole outside. Doesn't it?
Whoa.
I don't know if paper wasn't plentiful yet, but doesn't it seem funny that a bale of hay?
Why? Like, why? Who chose that? What meeting? So, not a red piece of paper? That could be easy.
Not like they had paint because they have painted a stripe
right?
on the pole.
I mean, somebody's like, listen, I went to Costco and got way too much hay.
I got way too much rope.
Perfect.
Okay. We're going to do this teamwork. It's a little crazy. If you had infected family members, you had to carry a white pole when you went out in public.
What the fuck?
I know. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, my.
Way bigger than a 5G God. Mask. Right? They're like, sorry, and I have someone sick at home.
It's not a mask either. We're just asked to wear masks.
Oh, yeah. This is just to identify the person to stay away from. Sick.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then cats and dogs were believed to carry the disease. So there was a wholesale massacre of hundreds of thousands
not
of animals.
The cats and dogs.
I know.
Bastards.
I know. The Great Plague of 1665 was the last and one of the worst of the centuries-long outbreaks, killing 100,000 Londoners in just 7 months. Ooh. All public entertainment was banned. Victims were forcibly shut into their homes to prevent the spread of the disease. Red crosses were painted on their doors, along with a plea for forgiveness. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Oh,
I know. As cruel as it was to shut up the sick in their homes and bury the dead in mass graves, it may have been the way the outbreak came to an end.
Right. Because they were just like forcibly. Like,
I know
this
weird.
The door?
And there were some areas, I might come across it because I can't remember what I edited out, but there were some areas where when they knew everyone was sick inside, homes were burned to the ground with the ill inside.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, they're just such a fear-based response I know.
So what was it like if you got the plague?
Well, like the bubonic plague, the black plague, the bubonic plague, which I didn't know bubonic must have been named for these swollen lymph nodes, or they're called buboes, these swollen areas. Oh. So bubonic. I never knew all that.
Yeah.
But they get really swollen and they turn black and then like pus and shit comes out.
And then
out
it
of
goes
them.
Into your system.
Just kills you.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know all of the
Is
details.
It like a, but like what was the symptoms?
Oh, I know. That's a good one. I don't know, but I'll look that up at the end when we're saying goodbye.
Interesting.
Smallpox is another one. I mean, it was in Europe and other parts of the world. Smallpox was endemic to Europe, Asia, and Arabia for centuries. A persistent menace that killed 3 out of 10 people it infected. So like 30% of the population would die from smallpox. But when these people came to the New World, what is now the United States and Mexico, it was killing up to 90% of the people because they had zero immunity. Like they had never come across this virus before.
The filth that came from.
Well, I know these superior, I'm using air quotes, everyone. races who were.
Who were dirty as fuck.
Explorers.
Calling
coming
Indian
and contaminating
savages.
Everyone. Well, just like the small. Pox blankets and
they were calling Indian savages when Indians were taking a bath every
day.
They're
like, we're trying to stay alive, like, you germy.
They take a bath every day and live on the land, off the land.
It's just weird how we diminish the culture of others
because it's different.
Yeah. I think smallpox is a fair reason to condemn the Europeans who were traveling over, but
with your dirty blankets.
I draw the line.
With your smallpox blankets. Biological warfare. Was that what that was?
God, yes, it was biological warfare. Mm-hmm. I mean, not knowingly to them, but was it Genghis Khan?
Yeah.
One of them, which I hope I kept that part in, but it's one of the first noted cases of biological warfare because they were taking contaminated people and throwing them over the walls into the compounds where people were living to infect them.
But the blankets were too, right? Didn't they know that it had smallpox?
Oh, God, I didn't know they knew.
I thought they knew and they passed it out.
Ugh, God. I didn't know that, but I can't
I mean,
say that.
I don't know. That's what
I can't
I
say it wasn't the case, though. Right. I'm just not.
Yeah, I don't either. That's just what I heard.
Oh, man.
The blankets with the smallpox were given to the Indians.
Well, I mean, the Trail of Tears and all that. I mean, we knowingly did barbaric, horrible things to these people.
That's true.
So the indigenous people of modern-day Mexico and the U.S. had zero natural immunity to the smallpox. And it cut them down by the tens of millions.
God.
There hasn't been a kill-off, that's how this article states it, in human history to match what happened in the Americas, 95%.
They almost, like, decimated an entire race.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I mean, that's just incredible.
That's a lot of people. Like, I can't even... That's a lot of people. Tens of millions?
I mean, every family would have been touched by it.
Yeah.
The ones that survived at all.
Yeah.
Like everyone would allow something. That changes the whole psychology of a culture, though.
Totally.
That kind of loss and devastation.
Yeah, like all your culture was almost gone, essentially. Your people and culture.
Yeah, 5% remains.
Right? Yikes.
Like where I lose, oh God, I don't even want to say it out loud. I don't want to say what that would look like.
That would be devastating. Your family, your friends, basically.
You will have lost multiple loved ones.
Multiple loved ones from spanning generations. Like,
so it changes the whole structure of your family, the psychology and emotion of your family.
Yeah.
And the economic, the structure of your community, and then the bigger,
and
you know.
And just even your culture itself. It's like it was left to, what'd you say, 5% of people to.
5 to 10.
5 to 10% of people to keep the culture going, imagine. Like,
I mean,
because so
you're losing your leaders, you're losing.
The stories.
You know, the medical people, the spiritual people, the, you know, parents and children. Like how, like everything is affected.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy town.
Crazy town.
Crazy town.
Centuries later, smallpox became the first virus epidemic to be ended by a vaccine. In the late 18th century, a British doctor named Edward Jenner discovered that milkmaids who were infected with a milder virus called cowpox, they seemed immune to smallpox. Jenner famously inoculated his gardener's 9-year-old son with cowpox and then exposed him to the smallpox virus with no ill effect. That also, I mean, even though he's probably heralded as like he did it, he created the vaccine, but he also felt so privileged. I mean, I don't know what conversation he had with his gardener when he infected his 9-year-old son.
No shit.
And then exposed him to the very deadly smallpox virus.
What the hell?
You work for me and here's what we're going to do.
I know, right?
You go pull the weeds in that plot over there.
Uh-huh, wink, wink.
I'm going to take little Jimmy into my lab.
Insert evil laugh.
If you could do that in that position, it'd be funny to do it throughout the whole thing. The annihilation of the smallpox, the most dreadful scourge of the human species, must be in the final result of this practice. Must be the final result, wrote Jenner in 1801. Cholera, a victory for public health research. In the early to mid-19th century, cholera was the one with the water.
Oh, right.
It tore through England, killing tens of thousands. The prevailing scientific theory of the day said that the disease was spread by foul air, known as miasma. But a British doctor, and they were saying miasma was like in anything from butcher shops, you know, like you're slaughtering animals and then that foul smell, that's miasma, and that must be causing cholera. But it wasn't. A British doctor named John Snow, no relation to the Game of Thrones.
Oh.
John Snow. Wasn't he John Snow?
He was.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never watched Game of Thrones, but yes.
I love all of those mighty men. Well, not all of them. Some of them were rapists and pillagers. They were less desirable. But he suspected that the mysterious disease, which killed its victims within days of the first symptoms, but he suspected that it lurked in London's drinking water.
Oh, the cholera.
And this is the cholera. He created a geographic chart of cholera deaths over a 10-day period and found a cluster of 500 fatal infections surrounding the Broad Street pump, a popular city well for drinking water. As soon as I became acquainted with the situation and extent of this eruption of cholera, I suspected some contamination of the water of the much frequented street pump in Broad Street.
There's your accent.
That is. It took a moment, John Snow.
It's been a while.
With dogged effort, Snow convinced local officials to remove the pump handle on the Broad Street drinking well, rendering it unusable. And like magic, the infections dried up.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Have you read that book, Love in Time of Cholera?
No, I've never read that.
It's basically a book about sexual harassment until she finally gave in.
Really?
It's the worst.
It's such a famous book.
Oh my God. I remember I was recommended by Ralph. Hi, Ralph, if you're listening.
Hi, Ralph.
And Ralph is a very intelligent guy. He was like, oh, you should read that. And I read it and I'm like, this guy just like goes after this girl for years and years and then doesn't fall in love with the women he marries, cheats on them, and basically she gave in when she was like old. She was like,
Ralph,
fine.
You have a dark side.
He was like, fine, I guess I'll be with you.
Oh my God. Well, just stop calling it rape, but continue as you were.
Right. Ugh. Oh, God. Not rape, so, but... yeah, I don't recommend. It just infuriated me.
All right. So, Black Death.
Now I'm like depressed by the end of it.
Okay. So, anyway, Black Death.
Cholera. Fucking cholera.
What is it? Like, we're both like super timely, like current issues today, but like really scary.
Stuff in the air. We have covered pandemics, microwaves, and just creepy guys. Like, we have run the gamut today.
And we're not done yet.
We're not done.
We're not done yet.
Don't forget, we're going to end it with a joke.
Yeah, just wait. Wait for it. Wait for an hour. All right, so the Black Death. This is the little piece on the Black Death that was on history.com. And then I'll go in deeper on scientificamerican.com or .org, I think. So Black Death, the invention of quarantine. The plague never really went away. And when it returned 800 years later, it killed with reckless abandon. The Black Death, which hit Europe. So this is going back to the first round. Mm-hmm. 1347 claimed 200 million lives in just 4 years. As for how to stop the disease, people still had no scientific understanding of contagion, but they knew it had something to do with proximity. That's why forward-thinking officials in Venetian-controlled port city of Ragusa decided to keep newly arrived sailors in isolation until they could prove they weren't sick. At first, the sailors were held on their ships for 30 days. That became known in Venetian law as Trentino. As time went on, the Venetians increased the forced isolation to 40 days or quarantine. Yeah, quarantino.
Ooh, I like the little quarantino.
Quarantino, the origin of the word quarantine. Mm-hmm. And so now, yeah, AmericanScientist.org. There's a writer, Pat Lee Shipman. It's called The Bright Side of the Black Death or Bubonic Plague. Mm-hmm. The Black Death was so extreme. So some of these we've gone over, some of the details. But it's surprising even to scientists who are familiar with the general details. And then again, we talked about how many people it killed. The pandemic moved fast. It often killed a host within days of first developing the high fever, a telltale rash, and the repellent buboes, or swelling in the armpits and groin, which turned black and burst, expelling pus and bacteria. I should have been like,
what the fuck?
Oh, God. It was like one after another. You're like, oh. And I read, there was this other article that said that sometimes those buboes were the size of an apple. So they were big the body. So imagine on your groin and in your armpits.
And it's black.
And then they turn black and then they burst with all this horrible, horrible stuff.
Holy shit.
I know. So nasty. No wonder they were burning down houses. You still can't burn down houses.
You just laid bubon on me.
Could you get your fucking bubo off of me?
I can't. We're trying to eat.
I'm trying to eat and your bubo's over there pulsating.
Your bubo is blocking my apple.
Oh, God, bubos.
We're terrible.
What's that drink you like? I know it's not called bubo, but it's something like that.
God damn it.
You will never be able to order.
Okay, and there's popping boba?
Oh, no. There is?
There is. Where you eat it and it pops in your mouth.
I wonder if it comes from the same word. Oh my God, I just really I really love popping bubo.
Popping. That's why people here call it bubble tea. That's what I call my bubo. Can you imagine? It's not I'm sorry.
It's like my popping.
It's my bubble pits.
It's just my bubble pits and my bubble crutch.
My bubble crutch.
What?
My popping bubble crutch.
Is that a turnoff or?
Oh my God. No, there's mini popping boba.
Whoa.
In different fruit flavors.
Oh God. I don't know. I curse you. Every time you order one for the rest of your life, it will at least fleetingly cross your mind that you're ordering bubo.
You have done good work today. I have to say, Paula, that is next level.
That was bad. I didn't expect that. That just came to me.
So biological warfare and Paula's psychological warfare.
Psychological warfare.
I might be sitting to like the next dictator of the world.
I just really think people should take care of each other. I mean...
Whoop.
Oh, that's edit that why out. She was so defensive about the World Health Organization.
I was like, they're good people, Elaine, and they're not paid off.
China isn't paying them off at all. Look away from those silly YouTubes.
CNN isn't biased.
And then the triangle on her forehead glowed blue. It just started like pulsating, you guys.
That would explain everything. Well, I'm glad you found a way to condone your thinking as the right thinking.
Who even cares what R.H. Negi over on my left says?
God damn it. Okay, so.
I think we've absolutely lost it on this episode.
Come lose it with Elaine and Paula.
I mean, the rails, we don't even see the rails
there
anymore.
No, were there rails? Oh my gosh. So the Black Death killed indiscriminately. It certainly took the disease took men, women, children, rich, poor. Anthropologist Sharon DeWitt felt the answer could be obtained, like how the disease was, you know, like who was targeting that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. By studying skeletal remains of plague victims and comparing them to other medieval skeletons buried in normal non-plague cemeteries. Mm-hmm. When the plague hit in the mid-1300s, no one knew what caused the dreadful pestilence. Some took it as divine punishment for the world's wicked ways, possibly the end of the world, which of course would be part of it. I remember when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe I must have been in Upper Michigan at the time, because yeah. I do remember certain relatives who were saying, well, there's so much sin in New Orleans. Wow. And I thought, what the hell is this? That would have been the end of the 20th century then. But it's like,
you know what? Tornadoes are pretty fucking petty, though, because they'll like fuck up this house. But this house is free and clear. Like, it's like, fuck this house specifically. It is really.
Oh, I know. That is true.
Isn't it weird?
I just watched. Was it called No, what was it called? Twister? Twister. Because you
movie.
Were talking about it, and so I went and watched it.
I don't know why I love that movie.
I knew I loved it, but it'd been a really long time. But yeah. Rewatching it, still loved
still
it.
Still a great movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but in that movie, even they showed how one house would be untouched and the other one completely
petty,
to the ground.
Petty tornadoes.
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, I'd rather have tornadoes than earthquakes. I haven't felt an earthquake in California for a while.
Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. And even then, I think like most of our buildings here are pretty like earthquake, not proof, yeah. But earthquake resistance.
Yeah, because we build that way now. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Loma Prieta did like knock down part of San Francisco and the bridges.
Blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, no.
But it doesn't happen all the time.
I
think tornadoes and earthquakes are both scary. I mean, we hope they don't happen.
Right. But I feel like a tornado is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's going this way, but a slight wind shift and hey, it's headed to my house
again.
Right.
Earthquakes don't change direction.
No, it's just they say, fuck everybody.
Well, right, you don't watch the news and go, oh, shit, San Francisco had an earthquake, and it's moving south. Right. What? Yeah, like, no. Oh, my God.
No, it's just in that area.
It just happens.
Earthquakes are lazy. It just, they don't want to travel.
Oh, my God.
Tornadoes are overachievers.
Netflix and, I was going to say Netflix and chill, but that's not, that's sexual.
I mean,
like earthquakes aren't
sexual. Depends on how you take it.
Like, actual Netflix and chill.
Earthquakes are sexual.
I guess they kind of are. Right? Oh, no, it's kind of a rolling wave.
And there's a lot of vibrating going on.
There's a lot of vibrating.
Yeah. So maybe it is.
Okay, they're sexual, Netflix and chill. Oh, God, there were times during the plague when mothers abandoned husbands and children and vice versa. So husbands were abandoning children and wives.
Because of the
for
plague.
For fear of catching it. Like one person in the family get. I know. Mm-hmm. They probably already had.
Plans.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, this is a great excuse. Ew, you have the plague.
Well, because there's no illness that's going to make me leave my children behind.
Like, what the fuck?
Be like, sorry, I'm just really afraid of catching it.
I figure if they catch it, I guess I'm going to catch it too. Like,
that's just how it is.
I just will. I would
no, there, there's nothing. There's absolutely
can
nothing.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Like, even the thought of that, like, okay, sorry.
In fact, if one of my children live in different states now, if one of them had something, they're like, I need you, mom.
You're there.
That's where you go. Like, you go closer to it.
You don't go.
Because your child needs you.
And how do you sleep at night? Well, thank God I'm not sick.
Oh, my God.
As my kid is suffering.
On the beach
probably asking for me
I mean, I hope they don't die. It's not like, I mean, right? That would be so, oh my God.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Few other than those in religious orders dared to nurse the sick. Sometimes houses were burned to the ground with the inhabitants inside if they were known to be ill. Ordinary parish burial grounds were insufficient to hold the massive numbers of dead, and new plague cemeteries were opened.
Oh my, new plague cemeteries.
Yeah, just to bury those who died. I don't know if everyone just got buried there.
I wonder if that's what happened. Remember you had that church where they had bodies underneath?
That was in Bath.
Was that in the same era-ish?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, maybe they were just like, fuck it. Throw them under.
Just put them under the church.
Good foundation, they thought.
I mean, did the... Yeah, I can't remember what came first. The bodies or the...
the bodies or the church.
Because that'd be hard to... Like, you'd really have to cram them in there.
Yeah, because obviously... I don't think the church was made... I think the church was made to be a church. And then I think...
Unless they built the floor with... openings.
With openings.
Because you know, they just eventually we're going to want
to
put
stuff
people
somewhere.
Down there. Yeah.
You know how churches do.
I mean, can you imagine the stench?
Ugh. Ugh. Especially if it was causing, I mean, there was bloat that it caused the floors, right? Like the floors
and
the foundation.
Yeah. Yes, because they would, like, especially as the fleshy parts came off.
Ugh.
They would adjust and then it would.
So they had to be stuffed.
Yeah, they were stuffed
to
in
be,
there.
To be.
That was Cecile who told me about that.
Against the floor.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't do anything if you were just doing, if you were just putting bodies on.
If you just had a few bodies under the earth, it wouldn't matter what happened to the bodies. But these had to have been between the top of the earth.
Like I just see somebody jamming them.
Yeah.
Right?
I imagine a big pole.
And just jamming them in there.
Yeah, just jamming them in.
And I wonder if that is because of the plague. Like they didn't have room.
I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good one to look up. The social and the economic havoc created by the plague was almost beyond imagining. Yet it is now being paralleled in many ways by the impact of the Ebola virus epidemic. Because Ebola caused whole villages to die within a few weeks, fear spreads even faster than the infectious agent. So people, disappearing and collapsing their cultural structure. With hindsight, the pandemic can be traced to the Mongol Empire, which in addition to conquering with its vast army enormous areas of Asia, opened and ensured the safety of the Silk Road for trade. Oh. So going from Asia into Europe, so infected people could infect other people.
Oh.
Yeah, the disease reached London in August 1348 and reached epidemic proportions by the end of September. From there, it spread into the countryside. By 1351... so just 3 years later, the pandemic had died down, but whole villages and their fields were empty of inhabitants. Cottages and houses sat vacant. Many crops had rotted in the field for lack of labor to harvest them. Stock animals died unfed and unwatered for lack of human care.
Poor things.
I know. There were simply not enough serfs and peasants left in England to do the work.
Wow.
The aristocrats also died in droves. The medieval economic system broke down because of the rapid drop in population.
That's intense. Like, that's a lot of deaths.
It's a lot of deaths. Now, one of the silver linings of that is that there were so many peasants being so mistreated because there were way more workers than there was work. So they could just treat them like absolute shit.
Because they were desperate for cash.
Right? Because, the peasants were desperate for cash and the people with money didn't need to spend it because, I'll give it to you. If you can do it for $2.
Right. Toss you a bag of coins.
But after the plague, there was such a shortage of labor that it broke down that serf system and people started getting paid
better wages
for their labor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God. It sucks that it took, deaths.
I mean, it restructured the entire cultural.
Yeah. Economic.
Yeah, like the economic, layers,
pyramid.
The hierarchy.
Right.
By targeting frail people of all ages and killing them by the hundreds of thousands within an extremely short period of time, the Black Death kind of represented a strong force of natural selection, DeWitt said. That's the researcher.
Whoosh.
The disease apparently removed the weakest individuals on a very broad scale over much of Europe, whether their frailty was due to two poor immune systems, prior disease, or malnutrition.
So Mother Nature...
Yeah, and that's basically
it. Mother Nature's the most ruthless.
I mean, it is. It's just, this is needed. It will happen.
Right.
There's no emotional attachment. Survival is the flow.
Yeah. Mother Nature is just going to do what Mother Nature does. Mm-hmm. It's just us that will either... I mean, it is kind of like survival of the fittest, but damn.
But damn.
That's cruel.
And yet for humans, you really want smart and compassionate people to move forward too, not just physically
fit. Exactly. Physically fit people. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So...
Wow. Yeah, but the COVID survival rate is like 99% or something. 99%. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing well.
We're doing well.
Wear the damn mask in public for as long as needed.
Exactly.
Don't panic. Don't abandon your families.
And if you do, we will judge you.
Oh, we'll judge you and we'll talk about you.
Because clearly it's not COVID.
Yes.
It's not a COVID related thing.
Yeah, your character doesn't change.
You're just slapping it on. Anywho, well, that was exhilarating. That was an exhilarating episode. I hope you felt equally exhilarated.
I hope you're all okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't forget July 25th.
Yes.
Where are we going to be doing our show?
Well, I do have a little place in my bedroom. Like if my roommate's home.
Yeah.
Do we do it in the car? Oh, let's do it in the car.
Oh, my God. Would that be fun?
That'd be really fun.
And then we could park anywhere and you guys could see part of Morro Bay, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we could. We could be by the rock.
Yes.
The Morro Bay Rock is amazing.
That might be an idea. So you guys. Yeah. But mm-hmm. Don't forget July 25th.
Yes.
Time is to be determined.
And just in case Sandra is getting lost in her chores. Sandra!
Wake up! Okay, seriously, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, we've got to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've made it this far, you're in for the treat. It's now time for Paula's Plague Jokes.
Okay, first one. I told my friend I couldn't hang out because I have the bubonic plague. He just said, "Oh, rats," and walked off. Get it? Rats. Because of the fleas on the rats. So, yeah. Only 1300s kids are going to get this one. The Black Plague, right? I feel like these are plague dad jokes. Now that I've lived through a plague, I get why most Renaissance paintings are of fat people lounging around with their boobs and dicks out. I don't get it. Do you get it? Death, famine, pestilence, and plague walked into a bar. Death thought he would try an Irish car bomb. Famine wanted to look at the food menu. Pestilence liked grasshoppers, and plague just wanted a Corona. Ooh, that's a current one. Hope it's not too soon. Those are our plague jokes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Wait, What?
And remember, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and you've got to meet our intern, Sarah. She's all over TikTok.
And you can find all this on our website on waitwhatpodcast.com with 3 A's.